Well, thanks for joining us again on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our new series called Vice and Virtue. And this week, we've been discussing the vice of envy and the virtue of encouragement. And today, we're going to spend some time reflecting on and praying about the virtue of encouragement. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, Paul writes these words. He says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." Paul's command to us, Paul's encouragement to us is to encourage one another and build each other up. And so I just want to give you a few questions to reflect on when it comes to the virtue of encouragement. The first one is this: how does this command that Paul gives us to encourage one another, how does it challenge your default mode of relating to others? Meaning, are you somebody who naturally looks to build others up and encourage them and praise them? Or are you somebody who's more prone to comparison and competition? What's kind of your natural leaning? Do you celebrate those around you? Do you praise those around you? Are you okay with the spotlight being on others? Or are you more prone to envy? The second question is this: how does practicing encouragement, how does practicing building others up combat the vice of envy? You know, I found that learning to encourage other people and build them up is one of the greatest antidotes to envy. Because what it does is it takes the focus off ourselves and our own wants and the things that we don't have. And instead, it puts the spotlight on others and God's blessings in their life. And it helps us to remember that the world doesn't revolve around us, that life isn't all about us and our wants and our desires. And by encouraging others and putting the spotlight on others, it helps us to live with a proper perspective. The third question is this: how can you use the gifts and the talents that God has given you to encourage others and contribute to unity in the church? How can you use your gifts, your talents, the things that God has given you to build others up, to be an encouragement to others? You know, I found that one of the greatest ways that we can build others up and encourage and rejoice with others is simply by praying for them. Because I've found that it's very difficult, if not impossible, to be envious of somebody that we're actively praying for. Because when we start to pray for somebody, maybe somebody that we are envious of, somebody that we're jealous of, when we start to pray for them, when we start to pray God's blessing in their life, God begins to do a work on our own heart. And he starts to grow our love and our compassion for them. And as we pray for them and pray for God's blessing, it frees us from the need to compete with them. It frees us from the need to compare ourselves with them. The Bible talks about rejoicing with those who rejoice. We celebrate God's goodness in other people's lives. And so I just want to take a moment now to pray for us and then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. As we think about this virtue of encouragement, and we think about this command from Paul to encourage one another and to build one another up, it's one of the greatest ways that we fight back against the vice of envy. And so God, we thank you just for the reminder today of the importance of encouraging people with our words, with our actions, with the way that we pray for them. God, I pray that you would just bring to our mind right now just some very helpful and practical ways that we can encourage the people in our life, whether that's our family members, our coworkers, our friends, maybe even somebody that we're a bit envious of, that we're jealous of. Help us to think through ways that we can be an encouragement and a blessing to the people in our life, to celebrate with them, to rejoice with them. Because Lord, we want to honor you in the way that we treat and the way that we love one another. Jesus, we pray all of this in your name. Amen.